Zondervan presents Above the Line, Take 3 by Karen Kingsburg. Read by Paul Bamer, Gabrielle DeCure, Roxanne Hernandez, Don Leslie, Stefan Rudnicki, and Judy Young.
Andy was sick of lying to herself. After her first night with Taz, the two of them spent most of the next week in each other's arms. But then he began making strange excuses and standing her up. He was working on another film, he told her, something that would take up most of his summer. It wasn't until one afternoon when she was walking from the library to the cafeteria that she saw Taz arm in arm with a petite brunette. Andy was almost certain she recognized the girl, and as they came closer, she knew where she'd seen her. The brunette had been part of the ensemble in Scrooge, which could only mean one thing. She was Taz's new actress, his new project. He was probably telling her that true beauty came from using her body as art, or something like that. Andy watched the way the girl gazed at him, how she laughed and giggled and walked close to his arm. The picture burned an image in her mind and tortured her late at night. As the truth dawned on her, Andy could think only one thing. Bailey's warning had been right after all.